Now, back to Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us. That was a fascinating time that we just spent there with Chuck. Chuck is really an interesting person to hear. So if you haven't registered for the conference, please do so. Go to the website. It's societyofei.org. Our next guest is Courtney Abraham. I had the opportunity of spending a couple of days with Courtney and some others, not just Courtney, last week. And Courtney has some really interesting information that she's going to share with us this morning. So I won't get ahead of myself with that information. But let me tell you a little bit about Courtney. Courtney is the Vice President of Talent, Learning, and Change for Bilo Winn-Dixie. If Bilo Winn-Dixie sounds familiar, that's because last month we had Pat Baxter on from Bilo Winn-Dixie, and they both are going to be doing a presentation at the conference. So you heard Pat last month. This month you get to hear Courtney. Bilo Winn-Dixie is the ninth largest supermarket chain and is headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. As such, she's accountable for delivering high-quality strategies and programs for talent acquisition, workforce planning, organization design, and work processes that are aligned with operational goals to improve employee performance. Now, prior to Winn-Dixie, Courtney served as AVP of HR at Hanover Insurance Company. She holds a BS in from DePaul University, an MS in organizational development from Bowling Green State University. She's certified in numerous assessments, including the EQI 2.0, the Myers-Briggs, the FIRO-B. I always like to say FIRO-B. That's Fundamental Interpersonal Relationships Orientation-B, which is behavior. See, that's just in case someone out there thought perhaps that I didn't know what FIRO-B meant. And the CPI 260. Now, the first thing I must tell you about Courtney is that she is very, very, very high on optimism. So, Courtney, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Fantastic. Thanks, Hank. I'm glad to join you this morning and talk a little bit about emotional intelligence.
Well, in talking about emotional intelligence, why is Winn-Dixie, Winn-Dixie Bilo, pursuing the EQI now?
It's a great question. You know, it's interesting. We, being the now the country's ninth largest supermarket chain, Winn-Dixie, formerly headquartered out of Jacksonville, Florida, joined with their sister banner, Bilo, which is out of South Carolina. We were actually acquired by Bilo Holdings, the parent company. And so we operate both banners distinctly. But as you can imagine with any merger and acquisition, there are a number of different processes and systems and platforms and cultural differences that come when you merge organizations. Being that Winn-Dixie really was the acquiree in the relationship, one of the things that we consciously set out to do is to take the best of both from each banner. So the best of the cultural artifacts, the best of the processes and systems, the best of the talent from both organizations in order to create something new and special, but at the same time holding on to those elements that made both organizations really successful out there in the marketplace.
Oh, fantastic. Go ahead.
Well, and I started to say, you know, when you deal with human beings, which at the end of the day, we are all at the mercy of human behavior, we really said, now is a great opportunity when we're redesigning our organizational structures, our operating models, and the roles in which we have within the organization. It's just the right time to introduce emotional intelligence and to talk about what are those changing expectations, to introduce a new language or some consistency in how people thought about the language and the skills. And we also went from being a public organization to now being private. So we are absolutely focused in on the cultural aspects of the two banners.
Wow, that is really good. I mean, I often hear that in mergers and acquisition. And many years ago, I was involved in a couple of different mergers and acquisitions. And you do have differences in cultures. You do have differences, perhaps just in the way of doing things. And so often having a way to come together or something to rally around makes sense. How will you use EQI in your organization? Will you use it just as a rallying tool? Is that something that you see becoming a part of the fabric of the organization?
It's interesting because I think we're actually creating a new fabric, to use your words, for the organization. We really have a couple of different approaches that we are considering. First and foremost, it's about introducing the language and about grounding everyone on kind of what is okay from a cultural perspective and what are the behaviors and when is it okay to call somebody out on something and how do you do it respectfully and with dignity and at the same time be a coach and a mentor to your colleagues in arms. So we specifically are looking at, you know, the EQI 2.0 tool for some one-on-one coaching, really to help bring awareness to individuals of how it is that they're showing up and their impact of their verbal and nonverbals in the environment. And then secondly, we'll take it a little bit wider and offer some workshops. So either intact teams that are from an organization or a function. And again, I say intact, but it's a whole host of new people. So we have some Bylo team members, we have some Winn-Dixie team members, and then we have external hires. So it could be a great opportunity to start to build some alignment, some commonality of language, and at the same point, give each other permission to, you know, really hone in on behaviors and language that'll help deliver business results.
Right. Yeah, no, that sounds, to me, it sounds, and I'm going to just use the term, it sounds perfect. And when I use the term perfect in that sense, I mean, it sounds like it's the way to go, but I'm not the person that's sort of putting the organization together or bringing everything under one banner. But if I was doing that, those would be some of the things that I'd certainly consider and perhaps try and work towards. What big opportunities do you see that would help leaders transform, you know, from where they were to where they will be? Is there any opportunities that you see out there using the EQI 2.0 as an example to do that?
It's a great question, and I think we could all come up with a laundry list, right? The list would not be short by any stretch. You know, it's, when you think about transforming behavior and the opportunities of leaders, and we all say, you know, make sure you look in the mirror and you're aware of the impact of your words and your behaviors on others, it's really increasing the awareness of our workplace emotions, so both the positive and the negative, and then helping folks articulate those in a healthy way. So an example I'll give you is we've got a great organization that is leading and is in charge, if you will, of all of the project work to integrate both organizations. And so those folks are working with people from both sides, our executive team, all the way down to the frontline associate, to identify how do we take the best from one banner, the best from another, a bit of appreciative inquiry.
Sure.
Build something great, build something even better, and at the same time, help people feel that their idea and that their concept and their model or their deliverable, really we're evolving from it and not changing it in its essence. So I think the great opportunity is helping people become more self-aware of really their reactions to change as we move
yes.
through the integration, and also their understanding of their emotions so that when they're working together, you know, in these combined sessions, that they're actually being able to, you know, see what it is they're trying to achieve and achieve a common goal.
Right. Well, what that reminds me of is that in most organizations, and I'm sure by low Winn-Dixie, probably isn't that different in this sense, but you often look for ways to know you're successful. In other words, you can go along for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, but what would success look like for you in terms of this emotional intelligence or the application of the EQI? What would it look like? What would success look like for you?
And I'm going to use my optimism here. So in all honesty, you know, success, what does it look like for us as an organization? The end result is better business results, but how we get there is about the relationships. And it's about teaming and coming up with shared ideas, shared aspirations, and the ability to have conversations that, you know, can be challenging and can contain disagreements. But at the end of the day, the folks that are participating in those conversations, that they really have an appreciation of where the other person's coming from and can articulate in a healthy way how to move forward and participate in the conversation, and self-actualize a little bit of how they're showing up so that they can actually deliver those better business results.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, you know, for me, I know where I'm going to go grocery shopping in the future.
We certainly hope so.
Well, you know, Courtney, thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. You know, please keep the optimism high. Don't let it, you know, come down for any particular reason, you know, and, you know, good luck with the Bilo Winn-Dixie integration and application of the EQI 2.0. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thanks, Hank. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you've heard from Courtney Abrahams. So it's time for another short break. So don't go. Stay with us. We have at least two more guests today, and we'll be right back right after this.